Hello everyone and welcome to the DPB podcast. I'm your host Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 361 for July 15th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins blog podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. The very first episode in my new studio pin room here. If you didn't see the last podcast episode, I did mention that I was in the process of moving. I'm into my new place now, finally got settled in for the most part. The move did go smoothly, so we should be back now with the podcast, hopefully weekly. I appreciate the patience and the well wishes. Now onto the podcast episode. First, we'll start off with housekeeping. I have one thing to mention, and that is our July giveaway is now live. It is ending, I think, this Friday, so you still have a couple of days here to enter. But this month, we're giving away the iTrade Pins Florida license plate pin from Disney Parks, and then a throwback of one of our DPB exclusives. It is the Olaf Presents Ariel pin. Remember, that was a hot one. All right, now onto the pin news. First, we're going to start with ourselves at DPB Store. Last week, our exclusive pin release featured Luca and Alberto. It is from the scene when they are test driving their makeshift Vespa off of the jump into the water. It has a pin-on-pin design with screen-printed details, hard enamel about 2 inches in size with a gold tone finish, and that is special edition of 300, and the price is $24. And then this week at DPB Store, we are releasing a Stitch pin this Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Next up is Box Lunch. They had a new Halloween pin release. I think it's their first Halloween release of the season. It features Angel and Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, and it has a pumpkin spice scent. It's a Loungefly pin that comes in a box. Limited edition of 1,000, and the price is $22.90. Next, they had two new Marvel Rivals blind box pin sets. 12 pins in total, Series 1 and Series 2, each feature 6 separate pins. One randomly selected per box, and the price is $12.90. Next at Box Lunch was a brand new Moana Wave Characters blind box pin set, featuring 6 different pins here, one randomly selected per box, and the price is $12.90. And then lastly, they had a new Disney Pixar VHS tapes blind box pin set. This is available for pre-order. It's expected to ship at the end of July or early August, and the price is $12.90 for that as well. The pins feature Wall-E, Up, Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Ratatouille, and Inside Out. All right, next up is DisneyStore.com. They had their 7th release in the Happily Ever After collection. Of course, sold out pretty much instantly. The 7th release features the Muppets. It's got the cider elements on both sides. Limited edition of 2,400, and the price is $22.99. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks. I did slim up the episode a little bit this week, just because there's been a lot, of course, the past 3 weeks since I had a podcast episode. But as a reminder, you can see everything on the website, DisneyPinsBlog.com. All right, first mention for the parks, there were new Haunted Mansion Open Edition pin releases. The first one actually features the Muppets. You have Kermit and Fozzie Bear riding the Doom Buggy. That is Open Edition, the price is $14.99. And then the rest of them all kind of have the same style or same, you know, art style. You have the Hitchhiking Ghost, the Bride, Hatbox Ghost, and Madame Leota. Those are all $12.99 each. And then lastly was a Haunted Mansion pin trading starter set. There are 4 pins here, included with the lanyard. All right, sorry about that. I ran out of space on my memory card from my other camera, so I'm just switching to the iPhone here to finish out the episode. So I'm not sure where that broke off at, but I was mentioning the Haunted Mansion pin trading starter set. 4 pins there, open edition, price is $44.99. Next up, we announced the hidden Disney pin releases at DisneyPinsBlog.com. The flyers are up now for both Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And these were just spotted in the parks this week at Walt Disney World. I'm not sure if they're at Disneyland yet, but I know they were spotted here. So you can only find these through cast member trading first, and then they'll be available at a later date in the pouches. I'm hearing in the fall sometime, might be sooner, you never know. All right, then lastly, we have the new limited edition pin releases this week at Disney Parks. And I have to say, these Tuesday morning releases are just getting totally insane. As you guys know, I've been in the pin hobby for a very long time, going on 13, 14 years now. I've been doing the pin release Tuesdays consistently every single Tuesday for the past 5 years since I moved to Florida. And this year has just been crazy and it keeps getting worse. Usually every Tuesday morning, I would be able to get the pins, maybe one or two people be in front of me at Rope Drop in the pin store. I would usually get the pins, go, I'd have my laptop with me, get the blog post up real quick and post it up on social, honestly, within probably 10, 15 minutes of the park opening. Now I have to wait at least an hour, hour and a half in line for the pins. And today was probably the worst, just because that magical Walt Disney World collection released today and it brought a lot of people out for it. I waited, I think, almost 2 hours at Animal Kingdom, and by the time I got to the register, they were all gone. Then I went to Disney Springs, and the line was wrapped from the pin store. It looped around by like the little art store there and Goofy's Candy Kitchen, and then wrapped around by Rainforest Cafe, and then went down the bridge. So that was like a 2 hour plus line, and the pins were all gone after that. It's just unbelievable how hot the pin trading hobby is right now. This is definitely the most I've ever seen. But anyways, back to the pin news. We have the new releases this week at Disney Parks, which of course we're gonna start with Walt Disney World. I already mentioned the most magical collection on Earth. Those released along with Baymax. These released last week online at Disney Store, but Baymax was the Chaser pin. Those all came out today. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get any of them. Like I said, they sold out by the time I got to the register. So yeah, if you want to see images of those, they're just the ones from DisneyStore.com. And then next at Walt Disney World was the second pin in the Hidden Disney Mini Jumbo series, which this one features Donald Duck. It's limited release. The price is $34.99. And then the third exclusive at Walt Disney World is the third pin in the Wondrous Worlds collection, which it features Pocahontas and Miko. Limited edition of 1500 and the price is $34.99. Next up, we have the exclusives at Disneyland. They had a couple for the Disneyland 70th anniversary. First is a Mickey Mouse Magic Key exclusive with red glitter embellishments. That is limited release and the price is $19.99. Then there was a really cool Walt Disney hinge pin. It reads Grand Opening of Disneyland 1955 on the front, with a kind of like a gold sculpted metal design. And then when you open it up, you have a photo of Walt Disney on the inside on opening day. That is a limited edition of 3,000 and the price is $22.99. Next at Disneyland, they also received the Donald Duck Hidden Disney Mini Jumbo pin. It's the Disneyland version though, and it is limited release and also $34.99. Next at Disneyland, they got the seventh pin in the Charming Carousels collection, which it features Space Mountain. Limited edition of 2000, and the price is $22.99. Lastly, for the Disneyland exclusives, we have the third release in the Pocket Parks collection. This is a quarterly collection at Disneyland. Sculpted metal on the front. This one features Frontierland. You have Goofy, and you open it up, and you see the map of Frontierland on the inside. That is limited edition of 1500 and the price is $34.99. And then we have these shared pin releases on both coasts. There's just one. It is the seventh pin in the Inkwells of Evil collection, which features Cruella. That is limited edition of 4000 and the price is $22.99. All those pins I just mentioned released on Tuesday, July 15th. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 361 of the DPB Podcast, your July 2025 week 3 Disney pin news. Like I mentioned before, all the pin news is up on the website. I did skip over some things, but if you want to see everything, just head over to the website, DisneyPinsBlog.com. Also, be sure to enter the giveaway for this month on the giveaways tab. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.